Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Tamiko with customer support returning your phone call. How may I help you today?
Oh, I guess I'm doing all right. I'm still vertical.
You still beautiful?
No, vertical.
Oh, vertical.
Yeah, standing upright.
Can I get your your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Who you with? Medicare?
Oh no, sir. We're third party customer service company where we just take in incoming calls where you call and you leave your name, and if you wanted to, you know, I ask you prompt you if you want to leave your name for a call back. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I wanted to leave you a reference number. That's what the gal gave me the other day that I called, and they were supposed to cancel the $7.95 charge out of my account from Music Nation, and the reference number is KC, like Kansas City.
I can't pull up by no reference number. They just probably a reference number in their notation. So in order to pull your account up to see what you see who did you talk to and whatever notifications they made and see what was going on with that. But I'm going to need your zip code, though.
73044.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Dennis Dunnigan.
Dennis Dunnigan, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Can you verify your address while your account loading?
8074 South Sooner Road, Guthrie, Oklahoma, 73044.
Okay. One second, your account is loading. Computer moving a little slow. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Everything's frozen, probably.
Could be.
It's cold.
It's
sure
cold. Oh yeah, it's cold here too. So, honey, it's cold. I hate the cold.
I'd rather have cold though than 120 degrees.
Well, true. I like them. I really wish it would mix together and stay like this forever, but it won't.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice to stay about 75?
Five every
round?
Day. Yeah. Yeah, I wish it would. I'd be so happy.
Me too.
Okay, I see where, let me pull it up so I can see what notations were made. Okay, I see where you called and canceled on the 16th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Same day I got stuck with the stupid thing. I took one of those, somebody scammed me. It was a Walmart survey,
mm-hmm.
and I took it, and I got stuck with I was supposed to have ordered or won a Yeti Tundra ice chest, a $500 ice chest for $2. Well, I paid my $2 through my debit card, and then I got charged $7.95. And as the lady kept talking, she says, "Well, you've gotten stuck with a monthly charge of $59 and something for some kind of a I don't know what." And I just told her, no, let's cancel all this stuff, and I will not ever take any more of them surveys.
I don't see where you've been charged for.
Well, I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
But I have been charged for $7.95. In fact, it came out of my account already, and the lady said she was going to put it back in there, no problem. In fact, that put me in a minus $1.93 balance in my account.
Okay. Well, I see where she, let's see. Okay, I see where she canceled the account, and I see where she it seemed like you did all this on the 16th. So it take 3 to, and it seems she did refund you the $7.95. So,
okay,
but it takes 3 to 5 business days for it to go back onto your account.
Okay, well, that's why I'm probably just getting a little too anxious then.
Yes, sir.
I could sure use $1.93 right now. I could go down.
Honey,
and get
you
me
got
a
more than. Honey, you got more money than me. I got 0, and it,
damn,
look,
rich.
It's in mine. I'm in a negative. So
ooh,
I'm in a negative
negative right now.
$15.
I do it every month, kid.
Me
too. Join the crew.
I'm to the point where I'm about to scream. It's just like I'm just working just to get out the house, apparently, and then what it looked like.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I did that
everything...
all my life. I'm retired now, but I don't make much money being retired, but I show like not working for the man, you know what I mean?
True that. I
love being here by my house and being my own boss, you know.
Yes, I understand
that.
Get out
of bed when I feel like it.
Exactly. And at least you have a house, because I don't
have
that anymore. I'm looking for a house.
Well,
I'm looking for, but the apartments are gone up, the house is gone. Everything is just like skyrocketing. And so,
ask God to help you, kiddo. God
I am.
Will make a way for you. I promise. All you got to do is pray to him and ask for help. He will
time. That's
that
the thing
matters.
I have. And
well,
it's like, I guess he teaching me patience. I guess that's what it is, because I've been going through this 3 months a little bit longer than that. And I was like, Lord, please let up. Please.
Hey.
Oh, my God. You just don't know.
And what's so wild about it is that, like God, I mean, and I'll ask him for help and stuff, and I'm not a perfect Christian. I'm sinning now and again. I cuss a bit, but I don't drink anymore, and I don't smoke anymore. I cuss like a sailor still. But the Lord, when you ask him for stuff, usually he keeps you on the edge. He'll scare the pee out of you thinking you're not going to get no help. And all of a sudden something will happen. Something will bleep, it'll blink, and you're not rich, but you've paid your issue. You know, your problem's gone, solved. It did. That's the way it's worked for me all of my life. He doesn't get no hurry. He makes me quiver a bit.
Oh, well, I've been quivering for a long time, and it's to the point where I don't know what else to do. And I was like, Lord, I pray to you. I talk to them every day. I talk to them. I pray and everything.
Yes,
and I'm like, Lord, please,
please help
me. And I'm trying to wait patiently, and I'm trying not to try to find ways to do it, but please help me. But it's not working. I mean, I guess I can't say it ain't working, but I guess not. It, to me, it's not working. But you know, but it's like I'm like, Lord, I'm losing everything, and it's like it is.
And the sad part is, you got to keep working, and you're still losing.
And still losing.
It's
just don't. And I'm working long hours. I have to work overtime to get things taken care of. And then it hurts. Well, it really hurts when your kids come and ask you for something. You can't even give it to them.
Oh, yeah. There ain't nothing worse than that. Yep. You say, well, sorry, baby. I can't. You know, and you feel like. You feel terrible.
And then I feel like a failure. And then it's like, then I had my son tell me one time, he asked for something. He don't ask for much, but he was like, Mama, you don't never have nothing. And you know, I couldn't do nothing, but I said, Mama trying her best. And then I go to the car and I wait till they go to sleep or something like that, and I just break down and cry, and I pray, and I'm like, Lord,
ma'am.
See, when I'm dealing, I was like, Lord, why would you want your child to go through something like this?
Yes, ma'am. I understand 100%. I feel for you. My heart goes out to you. I'll pray for you as soon as we're done here, and I'll try to get God to help you too.
Okay.
Hopefully get you squared away and get you where you're at least on an even keel. That's where he keeps me. He don't let me get any above too much. He just kind of keeps me on the poor level. I'm still in the soup line, but at least I'm getting soup.
Exactly. I feel like I'm not getting nothing, so.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'll do some praying for you and get you. We'll see if God can't help you somehow.
Okay, I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
And my name is Tamiko, and the last name is very easy. If you remember, it's Grace. But if you can't remember Amazing Grace, then be Tamiko Grace. I'm going to pray for her.
Isn't that a beautiful name? Wow.
It's a beautiful name, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes, and you would think that grace would be take you a long ways. I'm just like, Lord, you gave me.
You
got
to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with graciousness. You can go overpower with that and make it, you'll have yourself thinking you're more than you are, and that's when the Lord goes, well, I'm going to let her sit on the hot plate a little bit longer. She's getting a little big for her britches.
No. All I ask for is just because all I do is go when I get off working long hours, I try to do much as I can for the kids and then try to get me some sleep and rest because I can't really watch TV because you better fell asleep on your show. So
yeah, and they probably
ain't so tired.
You. Nickel an hour, imagine.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's not. It's a shame sometimes. I'm thinking I'm looking for a second job now. So
God, people are. They're just, I don't know. And of course,
they're making sure you don't have a life. They sure making sure you don't have a life.
Exactly. And I think a lot of that is our government. You know,
yep, it is.
It's out there with them fine fellows and ladies, you know. Thank God Pelosi's stepping down, but I won't go into the politics. I'm sorry.
Okay. But yeah, everything's been taken care of. But you have to wait. It's been notated, and you have to wait. And everything's been canceled as well. So no further charges will come out of your account. But since everything was done on that same day of the 16th, it should go back in your account within. You're supposed to give them 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
So it depending on your bank, but we, you know what I'm saying, is if you did it that same day, usually it goes right back in, but you have to wait to 3 to 5. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll get on the horn with the Lord and see what he, I pray he can help you. I'll give it my best shot with him. And hopefully he can make a way for you. It's so amazing. And I'm not trying, I'm sorry, I'm preaching, and I'm not a real religious fellow, but I believe in God, and I know that he works miracles, and he does things that are just in the most unusual ways that you can't even imagine. You'll ask for help, and you'll think, you know, you'll go along struggling, then all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb turns on, bing, and you're figuring it out. You think you figured it out yourself, but God's back there going, you know, giving you ideas, you know, here. Try this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's all that kind of stuff. But he helps you. I promise. He will help you. Just believe in him.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. And I will, as soon as I hang up, I will have a little prayer meeting with God and ask him to help you.
Thank you so much. And you have a great day. And thank you for listening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your help. And things will get better. Just things will get better. Just hang in there. It'll be okay.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Thank you for your help, too.
Thank you. You're very welcome. No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a great
Goodbye.
Day. And hang. Happy holidays.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, come on, phone, hang up.